go talk to Tim 20 Man, DetroitLions.com. Insider columnist. He follows the Lions and the NFL 24/7. He never sleeps. How you doing, Timmy?
Good, Huge. How are you?
Good. What do you think the Lions are thinking when they look at what's going on right now with the Titans?
Well, I think there are protocols in place for this. I think the NFL probably expected this to happen at some point. We saw it happen with Major League Baseball, and they, you know, they got a plan together pretty quickly. The NFL was watching that, and I think you know, this certainly didn't catch the NFL by surprise in any way. So they're going to go through their protocols. They're being cautious right now. Hopefully, no one in Minnesota gets gets tested positive, and they can kind of continue with their operations. But the NFL's following their protocols, and we'll just kind of see where it goes. And they plan and we're ready for this.
I've always said, going back to when baseball, when the Marlins, Phillies, Cardinals, that unless the players started to check in the hospitals and it got critical, that the sport would continue. And I think that will be the same case with the NFL.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so some Lions players have gone, you know, through, you know, COVID-19, have tested positive, and we've talked to them, and most had pretty mild symptoms. You know, were sick maybe for a day or two. Some never even felt anything. So look, these are guys in the peak of their physical health. Now, you hopefully, you know, some of the stuff that you hear with myocarditis and some of that other stuff, hopefully, you don't start to see that develop with some people that tested positive. But then, you know, that's down the future. We just won't know yet. But for the most part, you know, these guys are really healthy guys and should get through, you know, COVID pretty easily.
Tim 20 Man, DetroitLions.com, Lions NFL Insider. Timmy, let's talk about that win over the Cardinals on Sunday in Arizona. Why did we see such a different team defensively that we witnessed the first two games?
Well, I think they, switched up what they do a little bit. I think they realized that, they didn't have some of the personnel with some of the guys that were missing to run as much man as maybe they have. They ran 44% zone defense. In the weeks before that, weeks one and week two, they ran less than 20% zone defense. And so, you know, and I said in a column leading in that I expected that just because of Kyler Murray. When you play zone, you know, you obviously turn toward the quarterback, your back's not turned, you're keeping everything in front of you. And I think that was really the strategy in Arizona. And I would expect it, you know, maybe to be more of a strategy this week too with New Orleans, especially depending on if they get Michael Thomas back or not. But I just thought it was good. They kept everything in front of them, didn't give up huge chunk plays, didn't give up plays to the quarterback running the football. They were very disciplined in their rush lanes. Kyler didn't get out of the pocket all that much. And so I think that was the biggest difference on defense.
Can they keep this going? You got the Saints and Drew Brees in that offense. They haven't been horrible, but they haven't been as dynamic as the past 5 years. Your thoughts on the Lions matchup with the Saints?
Well, I think, like I said before, Michael Thomas is going to be a huge storyline to watch this week. He's dealing with a high ankle sprain, and he hasn't played the last two games. And Saints have lost the last two games. Their offense hasn't looked the same. I think, you know, they've really gone to Alvin Kamara, you know, without Michael Thomas. He caught 9 passes for 95 yards week two. And I think it was 13 balls on Sunday night against Green Bay for 130-some yards, 2 touchdowns. So, you know, I think there's the plan if you're the Lions. The Saints have kind of given it to you. Kamara's really been their guy, not just as a rusher, but in the passing game without Michael Thomas. And they don't have Michael Thomas this week. You've got to have a really good plan for Alvin Kamara because that's been kind of Drew Brees' go-to guy without Michael Thomas. That's the one that they're going to game plan for this week.
What do they need to do just to get a streak going? And I said this yesterday to open the show talking about the win, and it was impressive, including Stafford's final drive. Only negative would be they settle for too many field goals, and I know Stafford talked about that. But what do they need to do to have a 4-2 run here where we'll go, all right, we'll throw out the 0-2 start, and here they are, and they still have a shot at playing those meaningful games in December? What needs to happen?
Well, I'll give you one on each side of the ball, and you mentioned it. Actually, I have a statistics column coming up tomorrow morning, and this is going to be the lead item in that is the red zone. You talked about it. They've got to be better there. I think they've scored touchdowns in 6 of their 13 trips to the red zone. It's 46%. I think that ranks 27th in the NFL. Mm. They got to be better. You can't settle. You can't take those 4 points off the scoreboard and continue to play close games and expect to win. I think Matthew was right. They should have scored 40 points against the Cardinals, and they should have scored a lot more points this year because that's 7 opportunities to not get 4 extra points. That's 21 extra points. That's a lot of points. I think they put the Bears game away if they do it. So I think they got to be better in the red zone, and I think that's going to be a big emphasis this week. And then when you look at the other side of the ball, the biggest difference to me was the 3 turnovers. Detroit was one of only 2 teams, Houston being the other one, that didn't have any takeaways the first 2 weeks of the season. That's why they were 0-2, or a big reason why they were 0-2. And so, look, what happens when you get 3 turnovers? You kill possessions. They scored 10 points off it, and there's a difference in that ball game. So, I think they got to be better in the red zone offensively, and then I think they have to continue to create big plays on defense. Turnovers, as well as I do, Huge, that turnovers are the biggest statistics in wins and losses in a football game. And so, if they can keep winning the turnover battle 3-0 like they did this weekend, they got a great shot to put some wins together.
With Galladay back, that was something I think that not overlooked but hasn't been talked about a lot as their leading receiver, and Hockenson, the second leading receiver. And I'm just watching that game, and I went back and watched the DVR replay, and when Stafford has a bailout guy in Hockenson or design plays, and the same thing with Galladay, that's a major boost to that offense.
Well, it opens up it opens things up for everybody else. And you mentioned Hockenson, it does in the middle of the field and the seam, and he's going to see just tons of one-on-one matchups because of Galladay, because you've got to put that safety over the top that maybe would have been looking at Hock down the seam or would have been helping out a linebacker on Hockenson. And, you've got Marv on the other side. He made some huge catches in that last drive. I think Marv is pretty underrated in this league. He's not your superstar number one, but as number two wide receivers go, I'm up there in terms of a guy that's consistent, makes plays, and you've got him on the other side in one-on-one matchups, and then Danny, what he's able to do in the slot. I just think having Galladay opens things up for everybody, and we saw that on Sunday.
And you look at James, who had the TD, seeing some action, and you get Hockenson and James, and you're using a couple of tight ends, and he talked about Walker and the different personnel on defense. I just think from a coaching and utilizing your best players, obviously with Galladay good to go, that, that was your best you put out there, and it showed when you held on to win.
Yeah, I agree. I think we had asked questions the first couple of weeks why we saw Will Harris so often and not Tracy Walker enough. And Tracy Walker's a guy who had 100 tackles last year. I think he's really an ascending player in this league. He's probably your best tackle, at least open field tackler. And I think he's your best, cover man against tight ends as well. And so he played every snap. Right. And, Will Harris had a little bit reduced role. They didn't play 3 safeties as much as they have. And look at the result. They played a little bit more zone. They played their guys and they played better defensively. I would expect that we see that moving forward.
Tim 20man, DetroitLions.com. You can follow the Lions 24/7 and the rest of the NFL at DetroitLions.com. So key to a Lions victory to even the record at 2-2 on Sunday against the Saints, Timmy, what would you say it has to be?
Well, I think it's more of the same. What you saw in Arizona, I think you want to play a possession game. You want to run the football. The Lions had the ball for 5 minutes and 40 seconds more than Arizona. You want to do the same thing against the Saints. Keep Drew Brees on the sideline, right? Run the football, control the ball, and then you've got to take advantage of the red zone, and you've got to score points. I think you can score points on the Saints defense. I was looking at some of the numbers this morning, and we talked about being better in the red zone. Well, the Saints have allowed 12 teams to get into the red zone 12 times. They've allowed touchdowns 10 times. So maybe this is a good matchup in that regard for getting things going in the red zone and taking advantage of some more points. The Lions certainly have to do that if they want to beat Drew Brees and the Saints on Sunday.
Timmy, always appreciate your time here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Have a good day, my friend.
Yeah, you too, Huge. Have a good one.
All right, Tim 20man joining us from Detroit on the Huge Radio Network.